morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. The Senate Agriculture Committee will hold a hearing on nominees to the Department of Agriculture next week. Committee leaders Chairman Pat Roberts and Ranking Minority Member Debbie Stabenow announced plans to hold the hearing for Ted McKinney and Stephen Sinski Tuesday, September 19th. Sinski, CEO of the American Soybean Association, was nominated by President Trump to serve as Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. McKinney, Indiana Agriculture Director, was nominated to be the Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Hearings for other nominees to top USDA posts, including Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey as the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Nebraska Department of Agriculture Director Greg Iba as Undersecretary of Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, and Stephen Vaden as USDA's General Counsel, remain to be scheduled. And in other news, continuing its month-long campaign to promote the repeal of the death tax, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association yesterday debuted the second video in a series to be intermittently released over the next several weeks, meant to bring attention to the hardships this levy has brought to farm and ranch families. NCBA's second video in the campaign features Jay Wolf, a third-generation Nebraska rancher who discusses the time, energy, and financial cost he's been forced to spend on estate planning due to the death tax. The fundamental reasons pertaining to the tax's unfairness and the burden it causes on family farmers and ranchers is addressed by Wolf in his video testimony, who explains how the tax is calculated based upon an appraised value of the land, which has already been paid on through property taxes for decades in some cases. NCBA launched this media and advertising campaign centered around a new website, cattlemanfortaxreform.com, last week. The campaign will run through September, shining a spotlight on how various federal tax provisions impact America's cattle and beef producers, particularly the death tax, with the hope of building support in Washington, D.C. for comprehensive tax reform that will make the tax code more fair for producers. The first video in the series was released last week and featured NCBA president-elect and fifth-generation California cattleman Kevin Kester talking about how the estate tax has negatively affected his family's operation. The video was viewed more than 109,000 times on Facebook and reached more than 200,000 people. Now, to view that video or the one released this week featuring Jay Wolf, or to read more about this campaign, be sure to check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You can visit that website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news and market information. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock, proud to present their Labor Day 2017 sale coming September 14th and 15th. Be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 50,000 head yearlings on the 14th of September, then calves and calves on cows on the 15th of September. If you want more details about when a lot may sell and preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2170. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.